All right, as I promised you, if you or someone in your family is a hipster, and you know who I'm talking about, they got the big horn rim, black glasses, and the big beard. Some of them take the mustache and wax it. You know, you sit in a coffee house, write your screenplay, which will never
Don't
ever
get
to
hat.
Oh yeah, you got to have
those pork pie hats.
Sometimes,
they are, yeah.
Yeah, sure, maybe a nice plaid shirt and some Birkenstocks, whatever. But if you're one of these people that have a problem with, if you're one of these people that have a problem with growing a beard, and you're thinking to yourself, "Oh, I'm just not man enough to grow a beard. How can I be a hipster without growing a beard?" Well, there's science is coming to your rescue. You're not really a hipster in 2014 unless you've got the beard. Well, let me qualify. I mean, that's for mostly guys. You know what I'm saying? All right. According to some plastic surgeons in New York City, they are doing at least one beard transplant every week for hipsters from Brooklyn who cannot grow their own facial hair.
That's just stupid.
Now, it's anywhere between
Shaving is one of the biggest pains in the butt that we have to do every day. I hate it. I hate
then
shaving. It's a huge
You're shaving
waste of
time. The wrong part of your body. The beard transplants can cost anywhere between $3,000 and $7,000.
Do you do your own shaving, or do you have someone do it for you?
Beard transplant between $3,000 and $7,000. Here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, from where? Because you know how a hair transplant works. Okay, you looked into those hair transplant sites.
I never did.
The Apollo Hair Clinic or something like that.
Not even hair in a can, sorry.
They take from wherever your hair is thickest. Like for me, for example, they would go back here to the back
mullet.
Of my hair.
To the mullet.
Yeah, to the mullet, to where I've got the mullet field. My hair is very thick right back here.
Uh-huh.
All right? And they would pull individual follicles, I think sometimes one, two, and three at a time, and pull them out of my head and surgically implant them on the in the areas here along the ridge of maturity, I like to refer to it.
Yeah.
They would transplant it there, and it would grow. It would be my own hair.
I can't think of any reason why I would want that done.
Well, the problem of it is that I haven't seen too many of these procedures that look good.
Uh-huh.
If you really want to take a look at why you shouldn't do that, look at Vice President Joe Biden. This guy's hair plugs are horrible. I mean horrible. They're brutal. They're that bad.
He doesn't seem to mind.
Well, of course he doesn't seem to mind. The guy's clueless. The guy walks around in a stupor half the time. He doesn't know what the heck's going on. But the question comes in, if they're doing a beard transplant, from where do they...
Oh, and you're going to make me a suggestion of where they're getting the hair?
I'm just asking, where do they harvest the hair? Now, for you, it would be pretty easy. They could try the nose, the ears, your back...
I am not like Bryan Cranston. I do not have back hair.
Mm? Oh, so
you remember the scene from?
So do you get waxed? Is that what you're doing?
No. You remember the scene from Malcolm in the Middle where Bryan Cranston used to have his wife shave his back every week and a half or something?
No.
No, no back hair here. Sorry.
No, really?
No.
So your wife waxes you?
No.
Hmm. She shaves you?
No.
Hmm. Hmm. So
why do you have that done?
What? Back hair? Only the lower back where I
weekly shaving parties with your wife.
Just the lower back where you can braid it.
I don't want to hear any more about
this. It gets caught in the belt and it's really uncomfortable. Oh. All right, so more science for you. Are you an individual that cannot go to a Jimmy Buffett concert? Do you fear going to Hawaii? Can you not look at old reruns of Magnum PI without cringing because of your hate of Hawaiian shirts? Well, researchers at the University of Hawaii at Manoa actually have done a scientific study on exactly why people hate wearing Hawaiian shirts.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The most common word used to describe people in them. Virtually all of the words people use to describe guys in Hawaiian shirts are negative, including tourist, vulgar, bad taste, foolish, sloppy, inappropriate, inauthentic, bizarre, chubby, and low class. The reason you don't like wearing them, the reason you don't like, is because of the negative stigma that is associated with them.
Do you have any Hawaiian shirts?
I used to.
I have two.
I used to. Now, here's what's really funny. My old radio station.
Uh-huh.
My boss.
Yeah.
Wore a Hawaiian shirt, classier Hawaiian shirts like the Tommy Bahama,
yeah,
or the, you know, the nicer tailored Hawaiian shirts, would wear them probably 3 out of 5 days a week. Well, unbeknownst to me, this was a source of pride for him. He liked them. That was his style, right?
You were mocking him on the air, weren't
you? No, well, yeah, kind of. One day for his birthday, I organized everyone in the building to wear a Hawaiian shirt, and I named it, and I'm not going to give his name out, but I named it so-and-so and so-and-so day. Everybody in the building wore Hawaiian shirts. He has never worn a Hawaiian shirt since. I saw a post on him from, he goes, back in my Hawaiian shirt days, this is, you know, Throwback Thursday, and it dawned, and I sent him and I said, dude, did I ruin that for you? And he goes, yes, you did. So,
are you proud of that?
Yeah, kind of, because he needed it. It was an improvement. It definitely
Come
was
on.
An improvement. Huh?
There's nothing wrong with being comfortable at work.
You know, I understand that is your philosophy, but seriously, could you put your pants back on?
Great news in the fast food industry, you guys. Oh, yeah. Get ready for this. McDonald's says that it's considering a plan to finally start serving breakfast after 10:30 a.m. In other words, McDonald's finally figured out how hangovers work. It's so good. You guys still making the McEgg McMuffin? Like Sling Blade just went out to order breakfast. I need the French fried potato. You're out of French fried potato? That's a bummer. You still got the little fry guy? You stopped doing that years ago? Okay. You don't have the McNugget. You have McNugget comic book. That doesn't exist either.
You know, the Battlestar Galactica.
We come with a drink? Oh, then I get a Diet Coke, I guess. I wasn't planning on getting a drink.
Did Sandler order?
It was Adam Sandler ordering, yeah. So. Bobby Boucher, yeah.
I don't know. I would like to get it. Cheeseburger, please, and breakfast turns out there.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.